Hey, I'm Si Muncy. This is the Life Together podcast, and we are going to be talking a bit about worship and leadership. Stick around. So I am here with the wonderful Nathan Guy, who Hi. I have the privilege of working with every week. And so, Nathan, we had our latest worship evening last night as we're recording this. I thought we'd just talk about it a little bit, reflect on it a little bit, think about it for those who weren't there. What were you noticing? What was going on in that evening?
Yeah, I thought it was a fantastic evening together. What I really enjoyed seeing was us coming to Jesus in our hunger, in our need for him, and fixing our eyes on him, and turning to him and seeing him, I guess, minister to us and serve us. It was just really beautiful, actually, to see Jesus do that.
Yeah, I agree. And I think we, so we started, didn't we, with a few songs just, and I often find, like, on a Sunday morning, there's times when I'm like, I feel like I'm just getting started as we're just coming to the end of that time of worship. And so having the opportunity to get started and then keep going on an evening like that, where you've got like an hour and a half to actually just, like you said, come to Jesus is a great thing. I don't know if, do you ever find that? I know, obviously you were leading last night, so I'm assuming it's a bit different in that context, but we're also in the room with everybody else in the same worshipful space. So do you ever feel like that? Like you're getting started and then...
Yeah. I think there can be just many distractions. And often the distractions I find are like self-distractions, in terms of like I find I'm often so focused on me that it does take time to kind of like get past that in a way.
I'm often so focused on you as well.
Most people say that. and so I think what's really helpful is having that extended time. It means, like you say, you have the time to warm up. But also, what was great, particularly last night, was just singing songs which just were so Jesus focused. Those sort of songs serve you. Because they help you take your eyes off of yourself. And put your eyes onto Jesus, and to look at him and to think of him. And that's only a good thing.
Yeah, I agree. And then I think what it also does then is, as we look at him, and we kind of get out of our own way, if that's a helpful phrase, is we start then not just to look at him, but to look out as well to others. And often I find that it's when it's in those moments then when God starts to speak, and it's like, oh, maybe I've got something that can bless and benefit others here. And so there was examples of that last night. Like, what's that? What's going on there? What's kind of happening in those evenings? So I guess one of the things we talked about is we're coming to Jesus. That's one of the aims of those kind of evenings. But it's not, we are coming to Jesus, but as we come to Jesus, he also sends us to others. That's always been the pattern, hasn't it? So what's happening in those evenings in terms of ministering to one another as well?
Yeah, I guess what we're doing is, as like you say, as we come to Jesus, we look at him and see him and focus on him, we start to see what he's up to and how he's ministering to his people, to us. But often the way God does that is through us. He uses his people to minister to his people. And so I think what we noticed the other night was, I guess, God using people and their spiritual gifts to encourage one another, and to speak truth into people's lives. And help each other to continually turn to the one they need,
yeah,
to their savior, wherever they're at, whatever circumstances or situations they're in, however they're doing. But what we're seeing is we're seeing that happen between people.
Yeah, there was a real mixture, wasn't there, of like someone shared a testimony of kind of their early Christian experience, and then someone else shared a scripture, and someone else had shared a, I guess really just a sense of what God was wanting to say to us. Yeah. Like I shared a thing about some, I think sometimes it's in scripture, it's called a word of knowledge, where you feel like there's someone in the room who has a certain thing. And so I shared a bit of that. All though really around this theme of like freedom and being free in the presence of Jesus, to be fully in the presence of Jesus.
Yeah.
And so we talk a lot about like worshiping in spirit and in truth. And it's the spirit that leads us to the truth, and it's the truth that sets us free. So it, in some senses, it's not rocket science. When we come to Jesus, we gain freedom in him. And I think that's a glorious thing. And so if you're going to encourage someone to come to one of these worship evenings, what would you want to be saying?
I would say, firstly, you need Jesus. You've mentioned his name a lot in this so far.
Amen.
And that's not a bad thing. You need Jesus. I need Jesus. We need Jesus. And coming along to an evening like our worship evening, it puts you in a position, it puts you in a place which I guess just makes it easier to meet with him and to hear him speak and to experience him ministering to you. Not that a worship evening is the only place where Jesus can meet with you or speak to you. He can do that anywhere, anytime. But there is something about like positioning yourself in a place around people which makes a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like you could work out anywhere, but going to the gym.
Yeah.
Like you're going to work out at the gym.
Exactly.
I think it's a bit like that, isn't it? And then I think the other thing I would say is like that it's an opportunity to minister to others. Like we're told it's more blessed to give than it is to receive by Jesus. And so in those spaces, I often find that actually it's as God uses me to bless others that I find myself being blessed. I found this quote the other day by a guy called Tom Schreiner, and he says, if you aren't sure what your spiritual gifts are, I wouldn't worry about it. If you give yourself to other believers in the church, you will inevitably be using your gifts. And it's amazing how often I find myself using the gifts that God's given me in those contexts. And I prayed for someone last night, and they just find the message that they sent, because I was so encouraged. I think all I was doing really in that moment was just praying truth over somebody. Yep. And they messaged me this morning to say, thanks for praying yesterday. It felt like years since I've heard anything from God like that. So it's made my weekend. Like we can all do that for now. I'm not uniquely gifted in that. We can all pray truth over one another and bless each other, encourage each other. Right. So we'll look forward to a busy one next time with all the people that are going to come.
Definitely.
So one of the other things that we've been working together on is something called Lead in Life.
Yes.
So that's going to be starting in September and is 10 weeks over a year. So 10 months, 10 Monday evenings, when we're going to be thinking about what it looks like to lead in life, all of life, not just in Life Church. Although if you want to lead in Life Church, this is a really good starting point to look at how Jesus leads, what is the character of Jesus, and then also how do we see that in others throughout scripture. So this is going to be thinking more about biblical leadership than it is like, you know, how does Steve Jobs lead Apple, or how did Alex Ferguson become the greatest manager of the greatest team in the world ever, those sorts of things. But that's the kind of the aim, and with loads of interactive stuff, so it's not just going to be kind of, you know, me, Nathan and Chris Kilby like standing at the front speaking for ages. It's going to be very interactive. But who is it for? Why should people consider this?
Well, it's for really anyone who is leading currently in any sphere of life, like you say, whether that's within Life Church, or like a ministry of Life Church, or it could be just in your home.
Mm.
You're a leader in your home, in your family, or in the workplace, like any sphere, you name it. If you're leading, this is for you. But also it's for anyone who I think is aspiring to lead, again, in any sphere.
Yeah.
So it's quite an open door, I'd say.
Yeah. But it is a door that, like, whilst very open, you actually need to walk through these things. Like, for a long time, I think people can at least feel like, oh, you know, well, like, I'd like to be a leader. But part of it is actually, like, just getting on with it.
Yeah.
You'll find out if you're a leader by doing some leadership and finding out if people follow you.
That is
you know, one of the qualifications for leadership. You can call yourself whatever you want. You can call yourself a leader, but until people are following you, you are not a leader. So putting yourself in those contexts, and then as you do, how do you want to lead? Well, actually, I want to lead like Jesus.
Yeah.
There's lots of people we could lead like, right? But exactly. There's no one better than him. So how do people find out more? What's the next step?
Yeah. More information is available through our Life Together emails that we send out fairly regularly. And you can find those emails through our website as well. So there's more information there, links there. So if you want to apply as well, there's an application form you can fill out. And ideally, it'd be great if people can apply before August. Because over August into September, we'll be sort of reviewing who's going to come and getting things planned and ready for those attending. So
yeah, absolutely. And often leaders go first. So, you know, don't hang around. It's a good sign of leadership. I'm thinking, I'm going to get on with that. Great. That has been Life Together. Catch you on the next one.
Bye.